They Grip the Ground. A Torchwood Story, written by Giddy Geek, read by Flora Shah. "Is that a rhinoceros?" Wynne asked, staring at the CCTV footage. "That," Jack said, "is a rhinoceratickle. Nasty creatures, foul tempers, foul everything, really. You can smell a rhinoceratickle heading your way about an hour before you can actually see it." Everyone stared at him, and then at the monitor. "Looks like a rhinoceros," Owen said, doubtful. "See there, it even has the little piggy eyes." "Piggy little eyes? Oh, well, then it's a rhinoceratickle for sure," Jack said, grinning. "And we're going to catch it."
"We don't have anything big enough to trap a rhinoceros," Gwen said. "And then how would we transport it? I think we'd best call, I don't know, the zoo warden? They must have those nets and tranquilizers and things at ready."
Jack shook his head and laid a hand on her shoulder. "Don't worry, Gwen. We have the biggest rhinoceratickle trap in existence right here, right now."
Everyone looked at Yanto, who shrugged, having never seen anything labeled rhinoceratickle trap extra large in the archives.
"Our imaginations," Jack said, and swept off towards the garage, his coat a snapping sail behind him. "Follow me."
"Rhinoceros," Gwen said. Jack took a corner too sharply, and everyone clung to their seatbelts with grim determination. He sighed at them and said,
"No, Gwen. Still a rhinoceratickle."
"Rhinoceratteros."
"Rhinoceratickle."
"Rhinoceros?"
"Now you're just being difficult," Jack said, and spun the SOV into another sharp turn.
He grinned like the madman Yanto thought he quite probably was.
"Rhinoceratickle. Come on, you can say it."
"Rhinoceratteros," Gwen said.
"Oh, damn it, I'm calling it wrong."
Jack laughed and sped the SOV up an alley so narrow that Yanto was surprised it even fit.
"Good enough for me," he said, and suddenly slammed on the brakes.
He was out of the driver's seat before the SUV had even stopped rocking in place, the vehicle no more comfortable with Jack's driving than the team.
"Ronnie Rhino," Yanto said, joining him first.
Jack nodded, smiling, and touched his back. His hand rested there casually as Owen and Tosh untangled themselves from their seatbelts, and Gwen stepped down, still muttering, "Rhinoceratteros. Oh, fuck. Rhinoceratteros?" to herself. The alley opened into a skinny road, and the skinny road led to a small grassy space, possibly a garden. Yanto couldn't see the rhinoceratticle from where they stood by the SUV, but Jack was right. It could be smelled, more pungent and wild than whales tended to be, in even its worst, roughest places.
"Here's what we do," Jack said,
and they huddled around him. He pulled a ball of twine from one of the many pockets in his greatcoat and a small utility knife from another. He quickly cut 5 long lengths of the twine and gave them each one. "Everyone ties their string to one of its legs. I'll take the horn, and then we simply lead it out." Yanto frowned down at his twine and thought about the size of the rhinoceratickle and its small, angry eyes.
"And how do you propose we get close enough to do this?"
Jack beamed at him.
"Good question, Yanto. Can you guess the answer?" No one wanted to guess.
Jack spread his arms out wide. "This is where our imaginations come in." For a long moment, they all just stared. Then Owen closed his eyes and groaned, his shoulders slumping.
I knew it, he said grim. I just knew he was going to say that.
I am a tree, Owen said, creeping forward. Fuck, fuck. I am a harmless little tree, walking towards you, and you don't care because I am a tree.
The monologue isn't necessary, Jack said.
He was creeping forward too, string clutched in both hands. Just believe you are a tree, and a rosacea tickle will too.
Fuck you, Harkness, Owen snapped. I am a tree. I am a tree. If I don't keep saying so, I'm going to look into its little eyes. I am a tree. And then it's going to realize I am not what I say I am. Don't listen, Ronnie. I am a tree. And then it's going to eat me.
It's a vegetarian, Jack said.
Then why are we trees? Gwen asked, panicked. Not that I'm not. I am a tree. Just not an edible tree.
We're trees because it eats flowers, Jack said.
I'm a tree, Owen said. I am not delicious. I am a tree.
The hunter caught Jack's gaze and grinned. Jack rolled his eyes theatrically.
You're a very dry, warp tree, Owen said, to make Jack smile. No one has to be a Ronazish article to see that.
And fuck you too, Jones, Owen said. I am a tree. Are you a tree? Because I don't think you're imagining hard enough.
The Ronazish article lifted its head, treading crushed violets from either side of its great, heavy jaw. Its piggy little eyes looked right into Yanto. In this, he could see it was different from a rhinoceros.
Those eyes were red, a fiery red, somehow stupidly vicious, and maybe a little mad.
I am a tree, Yanto said, and Owen was scrambling, saying, Yanto is a tree, at the top of his voice, but it was too late.
The Ronazish article pawed the ground, snorted, shook its head. Its hindquarters shifted, and Yanto looked around wildly for a path of escape, but there really wasn't one. He was too close to it. Another snort, and he watched, frozen, as the great flat feet shuffled, the creature heading straight for him and gathering speed. And then Jack was swooping in, great coat flaring and hands reaching. He pulled Yanto against him with an almost painful pressure and said,
We are a tree,
so firmly that Yanto, panting against his shoulder, half expected to grow roots right then and there. The Ronazish article jogged past them, the ground rumbling under their feet. He was so close that he brushed Yanto's hip, and Yanto jumped a little, holding onto Jack more tightly.
I am a tree, he said, trying not to panic.
Jack shook his head, pulled Yanto even closer. We are a tree, he said. His voice was too quiet to be meant for the rollers it had tickled, though. He whispered the words into Yanto's ear. We are a tree, branches entwined. Go on, believe it. The rollers it had tickled us.
The Ronazish article looks as if he has a walnut for a brain, Yanto said.
It was circling around, eyeing them, confused. Yanto swallowed.
But we are a tree. We are a tree.
Good. Good, Yanto. Jack turned his head and looked at Gwen, Owen and Tosh, who were standing frozen.
We are all trees, he said more loudly, so that they could hear, and Tosh nodded, eyes wide.
Gwen jumped and immediately said, We are trees, and Owen said, Yes, yes, trees.
The Ronazish article snorted again, turned its head to look at them through one eye, then the other.
Yanto held very still, arms tied around Jack's ribs, one foot between Jack's feet, Jack's thigh between his thighs, and thought, We are a tree. We are a tree, entwined.
After a moment, the Ronazish article lowered its head again and began to pick its way through a patch of wildflowers with surprising delicacy.
Jack waited, then whispered, "It believes us. Look at it. Good job, guys." "Owen, next time you start wondering if anyone is not a tree, keep it to yourself. Understood?" "Understood," Owen said. "Got it. We are all trees. Yes, we are." "With vines," Tosh said. She was too close to Rona's jeticle. She crept forward slowly, but it didn't so much as blink at her, its dead red eyes focused entirely on the flowers at its feet. Tosh looked at Jack, scared, but he just nodded. She knelt, slowly, and wrapped her string loosely around Arona's jaticle's leg. "I am a tree. This is a vine," she said. And Arona's jaticle didn't even twitch an ear. She sighed with relief, and Owen crept forward, then Gwen, and soon three legs were loosely caught up in the twine. Yanto tried to step back, but Jack hugged him tighter first. "We make a good tree," he said quietly, smiling a little, eyes dark. "We should do it again sometime." "You have a very vivid imagination, sir," Yanto said. And Jack nodded, smile widening, wicked. Yanto smiled back. "In other circumstances, so do I." Jack laughed and said, "I'd never doubted Yanto." He brushed Yanto's mouth with a light kiss and let him loose. Yanto blinked at him, then shook off the quick flash of heat and moved forward to the Rona's jaticle's leg. He carefully strung the twine around it with a slip knot. Jack wrapped his string around the Rona's jaticle's sharp horn. "This is a vine," he said. "You know, there's been talk about these guys. Some say the Rona's jaticle was the original rhinoceros, and the ones we see today are merely an earthbound cousin. Rona's jaticle got stuck and made the best of it. So I guess that Ronnie Rhino isn't really too far off. Are you all ready?" Everyone nodded. "You're very small, Ronnie," Jack said, and they all began tightening their knots as fast as they could. "Very small. In fact, you're the smallest Rona's jaticle I've ever seen. Don't you guys agree?" "Very tiny," Yanto said, nodding. "Petite," Gwen cooed. "Oh, you're very petite, Ronnie." "Surely a miniature," Tosh said. "You're really no more than knee-high." They all looked expectantly at Owen, who rolled his eyes and said, "Fine, Ronnie, I've had dogs bigger than you, and I've seen tougher mice." "And we are not really trees," Jack said, looking down at the now very small Rona's jaticle, who immediately looked up, then round, startled. "We're enormous people. Poor Ronnie. We've got you, haven't we?" The Rona's jaticle tried to shuffle away, but solid and muscular as it was, it had shrunk too small to have any real power. It couldn't break the twine. It roared at them, frustrated and pitiful as a kitten dangling from a branch, and Jack reached down to scratch its back. "Poor thing," he said. "Still, excellent work, you guys. And look, now we have a pet." "We already have my fun, we," Yanto said, but he was calculating how much they would have to spend on flowers, and the best schedule for exercise. After dark, to be sure. No one would mistake Ronnie for a spaniel in the daylight. Maybe he could pass as a bulldog at night. "Now we have a friendly pet," Jack said, grinning up at him. "Ow, Ronnie, don't bite. You're a friendly vegetarian, remember?" Owen snorted, but Tosh and Gwen were scratching the miniature Rona's jaticle too, and he knew a lost cause as well as Yanto did. "I am not taking your friendly vegetarian on walkies," he said, insistent. "You can forget that thought right now." "Speaking of now," Yanto said. He kept a wary eye on the creature in case it tried to stomp his toes or ram his knee. "People will be coming to see what the commotion was about soon enough. We should bring Ronnie back to the hub. He'll fit in the SUV at this size, I should think.
Yes. Jack straightened up, held the string like a leash, and tucked Johnny forward. And now we make like a tree, he said, grinning. And Yanto raised an eyebrow as everyone else groaned, anticipating the punchline. Don't ruin my moment. Now we make like a tree and leave. The end.